What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I'd like my microphone to be a little hotter. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you for the first time from Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, we've done a lot of shows over in Tempe at the Tempe Improv and the sister club of Stand Up Live, but this is our first time here, and we're part of the All Things Comedy Podcast Festival. Are you guys enjoying the festival so far? Yeah. I see a lot of people not clapping, so I'll just assume this is your first show of the festival, or maybe your only show, and I thank you for that, if that's the case. It's Saturday, October 28. Ragnarok is almost upon us. The name tags are always great here in the Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa area. And look at that. The house lights are already coming up a little bit. Oh. Wow. That is so amazing. When I came in earlier to do, like, to check and make sure the stage was all right, these two ladies up front were already in their seats at 3 o'clock. They've been here for 90 minutes. And I was like, why are these ladies in here so early? And they're like, oh, they were here, so we let them in. And but I did not see that either of you had a name tag. I was like, what kind of no name tag having sons of bitches? But then it turns out, one of them's got a gigantic The Best Little Whorehouse in Alexis poster. Which I don't know about why you would want to insinuate there's a whorehouse inside you. But that's clearly the good side of the table, because the other side is evil. She's just got a Darth Vader mask on her fist. She's fisting Darth Vader's fucking face. And what is your name?
Susan?
You didn't want to put Susan on a Darth Vader mask? Makes sense. What's this baby driver one over here?
Jeremy Driver.
Jeremy Driver? Okay. I heart Hucka what?
Aubrey.
Hucka Aubrey? Okay. What's this Wonder Woman one?
It's
Wonder Jeanette. You know, the puns are getting so bad. But as long as it's a movie you like, that's the important thing. What's the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles one?
James Trains and Automobiles.
James Trains and Automobiles. See how it works, Wonder Jeanette? All right, thank you. Go ahead and put them down. But lots of good ones, lots of options for my four guests to choose from. But before I bring them out here, I got to do Doug plugs. We've got stand-up tomorrow night back in Los Angeles over, not stand-up, but Douglas Movies back in Los Angeles tomorrow night at Meltdown Comics. And then I'm doing stand-up on Sunday, November 5th in New Orleans at the Cafe Istanbul at 420. Lots more shows coming up this year. Find out about all of them at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, we should maybe we should, to in honor of Austin Powers, maybe we should be able to start selling Yeah, Baby at the end of it. That'd be fun / obnoxious. Here's what I brought. It's a tiny prize bag, but it's packed full of really amazing shit. I brought the noise-making device that I use at Meltdown Comics to calm the crickets. I don't feel it's that effective. But there it is. I'm giving it away, getting rid of it. I've also got Mr. Roosevelt, a movie that I'm in briefly, just opened at the Draft House on South Lamar in Austin and at the San Antonio Draft House. And here's a little booklet made by the director, star, and writer of the movie. It's all about the world of Mr. Roosevelt. And it's pretty cool and also super exclusive. And that movie will be opening in more cities soon. A pipe from Peacemaker. It's the last Christmassy pipe that I have to give away just in time for Christmas. On Dining with Doug and Karen, we recently had on the awesome Grilla Mall food truck, not food truck, their actual restaurant in Alhambra, California. And here's a really cool pin that's like it's like a burger, but with two spatulas across it, like it's like a skull and crossbones, but with a burger and spatulas. And oh, speaking of skulls, here's this skeleton thing that I have no idea who gave it to me. I was somewhere and somebody went, here, have this. And I was like, okay, I'll put that in the prize bag. It's a nice little Halloween treat. And speaking of Halloween treats, they got a bunch of candy in the green room, so I got you guys some M&Ms. Oh, who's excited about M&Ms? She puts her hand up, I just hit the woman sitting across from her. So you guys can share. There's some Jolly Ranchers in here. Oh, also another small Peacemaker pipe. So all that stuff's going in the bag, plus stuff from my four guests. It is a podcast festival, so these are all podcasting. Wait, what is that? Oh, it's just a post-it note telling me what. Don't worry about it. This is some real behind-the-scenes shit right there. Please welcome to the stage and give a warm welcome to Al Madrigal, Ari Shaffir, Graham Elwood, and Josh Wolf. That is hilarious. There's a lot of chanting for Ari, and then finally a yeah, Al.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Let's meet them individually, starting with the man directly to my right. It's Al Madrigal. Oh. One of the reasons we're all here this weekend.
Yeah, we're because doing this first this year of the All Things Comedy Festival.
You're the All Things Comedy guy, you and Bill Burr.
And you know about it because you actually were on a panel with us in Austin.
South by Southwest, yes.
We started this in 2012-ish. What? Ari was one of the first podcasts. Josh has been on. Graham, you were one of the first Comedy Film Nerds. So we started with about 10 podcasts. Now we have closer to 50. And
I listen to every one, every week.
Yeah. We opened up a studio, and now this is our first festival, so we're trying to let the comics own the company that distributes their content. So now all the comedians... yeah, it's exciting. And someday we'll woo Doug away from his private enterprise that he calls...
Yeah, I'm doing all right, just not being under anybody's banner, but...
but I... Literally, he said that while he's under someone's banner.
Take a picture.
Yeah, they're just paying me. I'm taking their money. But it is a great enterprise, and if I hadn't gotten into podcasting so early, I would want to be part of a network
like
this.
Well, you still can. I'm sure we'll do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, of course.
That's a real awkward negotiation. Yeah.
The show's over.
But you just got into town today?
I did, this morning.
Yeah, and so what else are you participating in during the festival?
I'm guessing, I think, on a couple of podcasts, I want to try to make it to Bill tonight, because this is the very first time that Bill Burr is going to be podcasting in front of people.
Yeah, it's tonight, and it's not Monday morning. It is it is Saturday night, and he's
here.
And he turned down the request to be on my show today because he's preparing.
Well, he actually...
Yeah, it's normally a loose monologue from him, but tonight he wants to do something special.
he flew in actually just now, and he learned how to be... I'm not sure if you pay attention to his act, but he learned how to be a helicopter pilot. So he flew a fucking helicopter here today.
No way, really?
What? What?
Is that
real?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No. Fuck, there's zero chance I'm getting in a helicopter that fucking Bill Burr is flying. Zero chance.
Look at this fucking seagull over here, fucking asshole. Fucking cocksucker. Look at this fucking guy fucking flying this helicopter over here, fucking asshole down there. Fucking, I'm going to do a flyby on that fucking camper. People think they can fucking RV and shit. Fucking...
You work with someone long enough.
Yeah. It really is like he's here. Could you be two guests, Sal?
Yeah.
Can we have five guests on the show and
sure.
You just pretend take right. Bill's place whenever it comes to him?
Deal.
All right. Hey, Bill, what's what's your Netflix cartoon called again?
It's fucking F is for Family. It's about
That's so good.
Yes,
so
really good.
I just closed my eyes
in my eyes. And I'm like, oh, that is spot on.
Family.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's more of a curse than anything else, let me tell you, because...
If anybody heckles the show today, I'd like Bill to take care of it. Because the rest of us are a bunch of softies.
Sure.
Sitting next to Al, we've got Ari Shaffir!
Hello, everybody. Hello.
I'd say the nicest guy and biggest dick in comedy. If you weren't here yesterday, you missed out on that gigantic schlong of his.
It's just...
Oh, wow. Well, that, it sounded like a woman just slid down it.
He's going to fight a fire. Just kinda like...
He's got a flesh stripper pole he'd like you to work.
It's mostly, in fairness, it's the balls that are big. It just makes it look...
And what do you got going on for the rest of the fest?
This show, and then I'm doing Ren Azizi's show, Hear Me This Book, which I guess I was there when he conceived of that, where he just doesn't read, so he asked someone who's read a book to just explain it to him, just spoil the whole thing.
Which book are you going to explain to him?
We're doing a four-person one, so it's him and Ryan O'Neill hasn't heard it, and then me and Jeff Danis have read it, and it's Lord of the Flies.
You're going to just describe it to him.
Yeah, just tell him the whole plot, what happened, and then, you know, you make fun of it along the way.
All right, so if you've read Lord of the Flies, you can skip that show.
If you got a kid,
sounds like it's just for dummies.
Yeah, that's for people who didn't do eighth grade, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
And then that's it. Then I'm done. Then I'm leaving tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, me and Steve Simone are going to
Grand
Canyon.
On a jet plane or a helicopter?
On a car. We're going to Grand Canyon.
What? Cool.
Yeah, I've never been. Well, also, we killed someone by accident, so we heard it's a good way to, like, dump.
Well, you're sober for the month, so I guess that's a great time to look at the Grand Canyon when you're just sober and, you know, just open to life's possibilities.
Sounds terrible.
Can I ask you a quick question? Why are they calling you a welcher for that bet?
Because they're cunts.
How did you welch on it? I've never watched a bet in my life.
Because the bet is
you're all supposed to not drink or do marijuana for the whole month of October.
Yeah, no, because the last bet was if they can both be not obese, Fat Bert and Fat Tom. And then they weighed in, and then I was like, oh, you need to measure Tom because he's lying about his height. He says he's 6'1", but no one believes that because he's an inch and a half shorter than Bert, who's also 6'1". So I was like, measure Tom. And then fucking cunt-ass Rogan was like, well, why are you trying to get out of it? I'm like, I'm not trying to get out of it. Fucking measure his height. And he goes, I'll pay for you. I'm like, measure his fucking height. And then he measured the next day. He was like an inch and a half shorter than he was. So I was like, all right, I'll pay now. You're still barely not obese. I'll pay as soon as I get home from fucking Asia. And whatever. Everyone calls me a welcher because you guys are fucking jealous of how little I welsh. And as soon as I got home, I'm like, what do you want to go to? What sporting event? He wants to go to the national championship game in January, and that's where we're going to. Wow. So fuck all of you. All
right. I don't understand any of that.
My conscience is clear. I know who I am.
People who are following that probably know what he's talking about, yeah. But I'm just happy for all of you that you're all, embracing the idea of taking a month off from
alcohol. I'm not embracing it. I don't like doing it. I hate it. I'm not friends with any of them anymore. I'm an adult. My life was going fine before I met them, and now suddenly it's horrible. I'm honestly thinking of killing myself just for the DMT rush into my brain so I could get up on something. Fucking grown man.
Yeah, please don't kill yourself because you're a national treasure.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I say when I do my suicide hotline job. I just call everybody a national treasure. It seems to make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I am a national treasure. Right.
Speaking of national treasures, Graham Elwood is here!
Hello, Phoenix! Hi, I've been sober for 15 years. It's a delight, Ari. You're going to see the world in a whole new blah, 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 blah.
Have you really 15 years?
Yeah,
weed or anything?
Yeah, and he didn't even do the 12 steps. He was just like, I'm out.
And then really?
Yeah, and every once in a while, in the first few years of his sobriety, he'd call or text me and say, I'm hanging out with some girl, she's drinking a lot, so I had half a wine or something. And
half a wine?
What does that even mean?
Was he in the middle of a romance novel? Yeah. What were you talking about?
Like, he'd take a sip of something just to try to stay in the game with some girl in a bar, you know? Like, because it is hard to be sober and hang out with a girl who's drinking, you know?
It is hard.
Yeah, but but he's, been sincerely very, good job, Graham.
I feel like I'm supposed to be getting a chip after that speech.
You and Chris Hardwick are two guys I know that drank considerably and also were super fun to drink with.
Yeah.
But also, a fucking mess. And and both of you like went, hey, I'm going to stop and didn't need the program to do it. So,
and now you're boring as fuck. So
now you're the worst person alive. Yeah. And what are you up to? You got any more shows at the festival?
I'm just going to a lot of spiritual retreats and... I'm doing the 11:45 show tonight. I've been here since Thursday. I've been having a blast. This festival, Al's been fucking awesome. So it's really like... I've lost my voice from laughing and yelling. And so I've had a blast. So yeah, it's been great. So this and then the late show tonight and then flying home tomorrow.
Nice. Do you ever say, instead of doing 12 steps, do you ever say, I'm powerless over these nuts? Yeah. I mean, whatever. You live your life. But.
And finally, a man who never laughs at anything, Josh Wolf!
Woo! Hi. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I'm doing a podcast.
Good, all right.
What's up with you? You just came in from New York City?
I did come in from New York City. Have you ever flown out of Newark?
Yeah,
it's the worst airport in the country, without
a doubt. It's not a great one.
I couldn't believe it. Somebody asked me today, and when I was, she looked at my ticket, she goes, you're going to Phoenix? And I said, yeah. She goes, are you sure? And I was like, well, I was when I walked up to the gate, but now I'm not as sure. Really stupid. But yeah,
I'm here. Did that person work for the airline?
No.
Don't go to Phoenix, bro.
Yeah, just a random person. But I had TSA take my weed, my edibles out of the bag.
What?
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Okay, you asked them to?
No. I did not. Yeah. Can you take TSA the weed out?
Hey, anybody need any? I got a whole fucking bag.
Look at the quality I have.
Here's what I found out. Almonds can look like a bomb. So my almonds, which were next to my edibles. So they took...
Hold on. You travel with almonds, just so we're clear. Okay.
Yeah, here's, brag about it.
Yeah, that's
fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry, who's nuts?
Yeah. D's nuts.
Boom.
And they took the edibles out, and she waved them in my face like this, and she said, do you want to talk about this? And I said...
What? She waved your nuts in your face? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have Ari Shaffir nuts, and she picked them up. No, she said, do you want to talk about this?
Were they marked?
They were Chiba Chews.
Oh, yeah. All
yeah. Right. So she said, do you want to talk about this? And I said, only if you do. And she said, I do not. And I said, I'll see you later. And she said, okay.
Well, this comes after the guy from Stranger Things just got popped for coke in the LAX airport. Did you hear about this?
Which guy?
Which guy? The sheriff?
I think the sheriff, yeah.
David Harbour?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Now he's super cool. It was...
Wait, this guy's adding information. What?
It's the big brother?
One that looks like he's wearing a wig even in season 2? What the fuck is with his hair?
But how much?
It always looks like a wig. I kept waiting for a reveal where he'd be bald like 11 or some shit.
Also, that guy's so weird that he'd probably advise him. I'd be like, yeah, you should do some coke, man. You fucking need to speed it up.
I mean, you're season 2 of a hit Netflix show. You should do some coke if you want to.
Yeah. What else are you going
to
do?
What's the big fucking deal?
How much coke are you flying with to get busted, though? Like, it's not like there are dogs there. You got to have a big fucking brick.
Yeah, that's... You never hear about people getting busted with drugs at airports anymore because they're just looking for bombs.
Yeah.
Or almonds.
Or almonds, yeah. Almonds.
When I was little, we were apparently, I think I was around 10 or 11, we were in the Santa Barbara airport, which I don't know how that makes sense, but
right, it's
apparently
tiny.
My dad had 2 joints in a Marlboro Red thing in his front pocket.
That's the right place to put it.
Yeah. And the security guard, TSA at that time, you know, looks in the pack, sees the joints, and then looked down at the 3 little boys. And looked back at my dad and just went, just go. And so, yeah.
Nice.
That's when you could just walk through some weed. Nobody cared, right? Yeah,
he got it.
He smoked in the bathroom like a fucking grown man.
Yeah. He could deal with his kids on the plane.
Yeah. Let's talk prize bag. Let's start with Josh over there. What'd you bring today, dude?
Well, I brought a shirt that I got in a swag bag this week in New York from some sort of true TV show, but I don't know why it was in the bag because it doesn't say true TV anyway.
It's just a shirt. Just a blank shirt.
It's just a blank long sleeve shirt.
Yeah. That's actually not bad.
Not bad.
I would take that.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait.
Says
where does it say it?
Right there.
Oh, look at that. That's the worst marketing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And then this is one of five from my very short-lived talk show, The Josh Wolf Show, and this is one of the hats.
With that shirt, the only time people would notice it says True TV on the end of the sleeve is when you push the sleeve up to do heroin.
Yeah.
But that's an awesome contribution. It's a very nice shirt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, pass it down. Thank you.
You got it.
And these Josh Wolf shirts, they really, I mean, hats. There's only five of them.
Only five of them.
Yeah.
I feel this.
What are you trying to do, Ari?
Just feel it.
Just feel it?
It's pretty soft, yeah. Soft.
Just want to know how soft it is?
Yeah. 8 out of 10.
All right. Graham.
That's so creepy. I just want to feel
it.
I just want to know
how soft it is.
Do you think it could slide down my dick?
Graham, what do you got?
I've got a cavalcade of gifts, Douglas. First of all, I went with a shower cap.
Oh,
nice.
They put you up at a nice hotel while you're here in town.
And how about Aveda Rosemary Mint Shampoo, ladies and gentlemen?
That's actually one of my favorites. I feel like as a comedian, I'm a mini shampoo connoisseur, and I really enjoy the Aveda Rosemary Mint.
Do you guys ever...
Do you just want this one, Al? Do you need it? I mean...
You can leave it for now.
Okay. Do you guys ever stock up on little shampoos when you're in a hotel?
Get a bunch and
use that at home for the next month?
I rub the cart all the fucking time.
Gilbert Gottfried takes all the stuff he can from every room, and then there's a documentary about him called Gilbert, and his wife shows he's got tons of tubs of containers filled with hotel shampoos. He takes more than he needs. I just take what I need, you know? I don't, take every single thing.
Yeah, well, you're not a Jew.
Yeah.
God damn it. You know I want to be. What else, Graham?
I've got a delicious Kit Kat.
Oh, that's great.
And then I was at a buddy, I have a K-cup. I don't know if you like coffee. I just wanted to make you have happy.
You have to have a very specific kind of coffee maker to use that, though, right?
Only a K-cup would this work for. But it's Pike Place Roast.
Keurig. Yeah.
So this woman's very excited about it. So
She wants it.
And then I was at a...
Why don't you just give that to her?
All right, there you go.
No one else gives a shit.
Good catch. Good catch, yeah.
And then I was at a buddy's house today, and he was like, hey, man, do you want a fucking pomegranate? I'm like... He lives at some goddamn hillbilly militia compound way the fuck outside of town.
That's a good-looking pomegranate.
It's really solid, but I'm like, I got to fly tomorrow.
This really is pomegranate country.
Yeah, it is. I'm not taking this. If Josh Wolfman's almonds got fucking flagged to TSA, you better believe they're like, oh, that's a weird apple bomb.
I've never seen a better-looking pomegranate.
And then I have a copy of Earbuds, the podcasting documentary.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Available also on iTunes.
Directed by Graham Elwood. Thank you, dude. That's awesome.
Doug Benson is in it.
Yeah, I show up in it. I'm like, I love podcasting. I got a text from Ari today. I texted him saying, hey, can you bring something for the prize bag? And he wrote back, no, I'm coming from Phoenix. I had no idea what that meant.
We're all in
Phoenix. I just meant, just bring anything. So what did you come up with?
Well, everybody likes to be refreshed, right? What's more refreshing than a delicious Coca-Cola?
Yeah!
But not just any Coca-Cola, Mexican Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Real sugar, everyone.
Real cane sugar.
I heard that
nutritious taste.
I heard Joe Arpaio outlawed these. Fuck Joe!
That guy spent time in a pink shirt.
I certainly don't bring him up thinking that my crowd's going to go, hey, man, give that guy a break. He's retired. That's how it works. You stop being racist when you retire. You just watch Wheel and don't care about anything. What do you got for... Thank you, Ari. What do you got for us there, Al? You got
a bag
full of stuff.
I brought a bunch of these ATC Comedy Festival t-shirts.
Oh! Nice.
Whoa!
I got a women's, and I got a men's, both mediums, and I got some stickers in here. And then I actually wrote a little note on my hotel stationery. It says, congrats, you're a winner.
Oh! Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
That is a personal touch that probably goes all the way back to every one of your one-night stands.
There you go, yeah. Riding a nightstand with a $50 Nordstrom gift card.
Can you imagine just congratulations on being the winner.
Yeah. You just leave the hotel in the morning with a note that says that as you're off to the airport.
Congratulations on being the winner. That's a lot of stuff. I've been on a bunch of these shows. That's a pretty damn good prize pack.
Oh, yeah. It's a good haul. Somebody's in pretty good shape. Probably could live on the streets for a few days. With all of this stuff.
Well, that True TV shirt you could make into a tent, so it's pretty fucking awesome.
All right. I got a question for each one of you. We'll start with Josh, and it is this.
Oh, shit. I know what you're going to ask me, and
I don't
remember.
You get this every time.
I know I do this, and I forget every time.
You should go for. What? You should just go guess $1.
What was the last movie you saw?
Yeah. I'm really trying. Honestly, I was in New York this week, and I watched The Hobbit.
You watched what?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit.
Really? You think that's what it's called?
Whatever the first one was.
Was the first one An Unexpected Journey?
It was called The Hobbit.
:
Okay.
So you sat through all 3 hours of it?
Yeah, you know what? And because I love that whole, I'm kind of a Hobbit nerd and Lord of the Rings nerd, and I just...
Clearly.
I guess that means you probably have like a foot thing.
Huh?
You have a foot fetish. Because they got some weird-ass feet.
Yeah, but I don't have a foot fetish for big, hairy feet, dude. Like, that's
like
not
that
my thing.
On a different level?
Yeah. No, but I watched that first one, and I watched it because I remember watching it the first time thinking, this is the first one of these movies I did not like.
It sucked.
Did not like
it?
Yeah.
It sucked. And that was a money grab.
Yeah, and I just didn't like it again.
It was a bunch of talking.
Yeah. It is interesting that it took 9 hours to tell the Lord of the Rings story, which is several very thick books.
Yes.
And then 9 hours to tell The Hobbit, which is one book.
Yeah.
And what?
That first movie they stretched about 3 hours too long. I did not enjoy it at all.
Yeah. You watched all of it?
Yeah, because when I watched it the first time, I walked out disappointed. And I thought, maybe I set the bar too high. You know when you go into a movie with the expectations too high, and then there's no way the movie can touch it. So I was like, nah, I hated it. Maybe the expectations now are so low that I'll like it this time.
I gotta say, I don't like any of that shit.
You don't?
No. Fucking,
You hate everything, Bill.
Yeah, fuck Middle Earth. Fuck that place. Yeah. Fucking Harry Potter.
That fucking guy.
Hobbit, Harry Potter, I hate fucking all that shit.
That fucking guy.
He's got a scar on his head. Who fucking cares?
I really love Doug's, like, third generation impression.
Yeah!
Yeah. All of my impressions are of other people's impressions of things. That's how I do it. Graham, what was the last movie you saw?
I just watched on Netflix, I watched Gold, which is another great Matthew McConaughey.
When you say another great, that's sarcasm.
No, I think he's amazing. I think when he goes full crazy, like he's in the jungle. Like, I put this up next to his Lincoln commercials as the craziest fucking shit, you know, and he's just
very
like
weird.
Staring into a bull going, you're 3,000 pounds.
It makes me so angry in that one commercial where he asks his dogs where they want to eat.
And then
they tell him and he goes, no, we're going to go where I want to go. Like, what the fuck? Kind of asshole asks your dogs where they want to go and then says no, sorry dogs.
I mean,
we're gonna have sushi. What dogs like sushi?
Well, they're all like edamame, right? They're all like edamame.
Who the fuck asks their dogs where they want to go to dinner, anyways? Dogs eat shit. They go to the backyard.
Who brings their dogs to a restaurant? It's all crazy.
I disagree. I think you guys are on a lower level than McConaughey. You'll never understand what it's like to be a winner.
Oh. And I feel like Lincoln tricked him into thinking that, oh, we're doing this really crazy movie about this rich guy that dives into pools, and he's like, I love it, brother, just let it roll, you know, and they're just like,
I love it, brother.
Yeah. So that's gold is a Lincoln commercial in the jungle. It's fantastic.
You genuinely liked it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
One time in the belly room of the Comedy Store, Matthew McConaughey was there with John Bon Jovi. And and McConaughey was drunk off his ass and kept heckling everybody. It got annoying because how many comebacks you can have for Matthew McConaughey? This was 15 years ago, you know? And then we'd leave and go to the green room or the belly room, and then John Bon Jovi would come out and be like, hey, I'm really sorry for Matthew. I really apologize. And you're like, that's okay, John Bon Jovi. I get it. And then I just repeat over and over again.
Oh, I saw you call him by his full name every time. Yeah, oh, that's fucking fantastic.
You have to, yeah.
Hey, Graham, do you want to give us a little Bon Jovi?
You mean if I was maybe like, wanted, dead or alive? Because I walk these streets. I just loaded six string on my back. I drive a Lincoln because I might not make it back. I said I've been everywhere. And still I'm standing tall. I've seen a million faces and I podcasted them all.
Over right away.
Because I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, okay.
On a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, dead or alive.
Wanted,
dead or alive. GrahamElwood.com.
All right.
Woo!
I can't afford that song. That whole part's going to be cut out.
That was such an artist interpretation of a dog. I think you're all right.
You can use as much as you want in podcasts.
Ari, what's the last movie you saw?
I saw the documentaries count.
Yeah?
I saw that documentary on the making of...
Fuck the documentaries count. God damn, yes, they do.
All right. I saw the one on Apocalypse Now. Me and Joe List watched that.
Oh, the Heart of Darkness?
Heart of Darkness, yeah.
The one where they show the outtake where Marlon Brando's like, I just swallowed a bug.
Yeah. He's doing this hardcore scene. He's like, and then...
Fucking love
swallowed
that.
Swallowed a bug. Yeah. Or he's talking and he turns back and he goes, I can't think of anything else to say.
It's like, okay,
he's not
thanks.
Acting anymore? Okay.
Thanks, our movie's way over budget and you're just fucking around.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
Yeah. That's a good one.
When the helicopters fly off, when
they're
shooting
like, where are they going? Like, to war. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Well, when's the war over? Like, maybe tomorrow. Like, all right, I guess we'll wait. It was pretty inspiring, though. I actually liked it. The way he was just like, way over budget. Everybody thought it couldn't get made. Like, did you ever consider this wouldn't get done? He goes, no, what are you talking about? It was amazing. Of course it'd get done. Oh, all right, lost everyone.
It's a great doc. It's a fantastic film. It shows you the insanity of that movie and how it became like one of the best movies ever based on all the crazy shit that went down.
On a steel horse I ride, I'm wanted.
The Apocalypse Now documentary is amazing. It,
oh, Madrigal.
It
was the last movie you saw?
I saw it.
Finally got around to it?
No, I saw it in the theater. I saw it in Atlanta. I saw it 11:45 p.m. showing on a Thursday night and expected a lot more people to be talking in the theater
talking
than they
the
were.
Talking in theaters, yeah, though.
So I really went for that. I was very disappointed. And kept turning around. I went, come on.
I'm here for the experience.
Come on, yell some shit out. Get away from that sewer clown. You shouldn't trust that sewer clown.
And that Tracy Morgan's watching it. Is that right?
That clown's gonna get you pregnant.
But I'm watching a lot of Amazon Prime on my phone now that I discovered Amazon Video app, and so I'm watching There Will Be Blood, and I'm watching No Country for Old Men simultaneously.
Those are competing movies, right? They were both two great movies right at the same time.
I'm flipping back
You're
and forth.
You're just switching between reels between those two movies?
Boop.
Which one do you like better?
I like No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, me
really
too.
Do.
Yeah, me too.
There's a lot of, to me, you know, There Will Be Blood is a classic, of course, but there's a lot of downtime.
A lot of downtime.
There's a lot of time of him, like, alone in the bottom of a...
Bowling alley.
No, there's other people in the bowling alley. No, when he's in that shaft and he's like, his legs fucked up.
Yeah,
and
that's how
like,
it opens. I mean, that's actually not that long.
It's so boring. It's
just, you just got to get past that.
Takes forever.
And it's actually a great movie.
No, he's just a weird dude. Like, why does he say, I'm going to drink your milkshake? Is he that into milkshakes?
I feel like people like that movie because they were like, I don't understand it. It must be great.
Yeah, plus also, I think we've all wanted to beat somebody to death with a bowling pin.
Oh, you got
to
do it, man. It's great. Oh, such a release. I mean, the first couple blows, they feel it, and then when the skull caves in, it's like mission accomplished.
And in the case of Ari, bowling pin equals...
Dick.
Dick, yes, yeah. Penis. All right, one more question for you guys before we move on to the game portion of the show. Starting with Josh, it's Halloween time, so please recommend a scary movie.
It?
You asked me this last time, and for me, the Exorcism of Emily Rose just scares the shit out of me.
Was that your answer the last time?
Yeah.
Well, fucking shut up.
Just shut up.
Yeah, for me, it's nothing.
You guys like that movie? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you better step up and bring something new to my show when I invite you back.
Well, maybe you should ask me a different fucking question.
Have him do a Valentine's
Day. Okay, what?
I'll do mine.
No, for me, like I said, anything with demons and all that shit, exorcism just scares me. It's too much. Yeah. But everything.
Well, what's another movie that has that?
The Exorcism.
Did you just say The Exorcism?
Exorcist. That's why I'm not good at this game, Doug.
Please leave the stage.
Yeah. The Exorcist. Yeah.
The Exorcism, comma, yeah. The Exorcist.
colon.
Yeah, that's it. Damn it.
Graham?
I would have to go with Magic, the movie that came out in the early 80s.
Shit.
Anthony Hopkins plays a crazy ventriloquist and the dummy goes nuts and makes him kill people. It's fucking creepy as shit.
The TV commercials when that movie came out was the dummy just saying a poem that I don't even think rhymed, and it was creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a creepy thing, ventriloquist dummies. Because you know they're up to some shit. You know Jeff Dunham's peanut has murdered a few people. And Grandpa, don't get me started.
Jeff Dunham's peanut taught Ari how to kill somebody with a bowling pin.
Ari, do you have a favorite scary movie, Ari?
Yeah, The Bridges of Madison County. These two old people have no other options but to fuck these other old people, and then they just have to like live with each other forever, and it's just like. So real and so frightening as like it could really happen to you, you know? And it's like, oh my God, I had to turn it off a few times, but
that's a movie to see in a black theater. You know what I mean?
Stop taking pictures and fuck her. Can I please have a dear Stand Up Live? Can I please have another Tito's and soda? Thank you. Is everybody else good on drinks?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll take a water.
Except for Ari.
Fucking Jesus.
He's not allowed to drink until October 31st at
midnight.
Do not pressure him.
Yeah.
No, October 31st at midnight.
He's made it so far. Come on.
Yeah, he's doing good.
The first 30 days are the hardest.
they're not that hard when you know you're gonna drink again.
Yeah.
John Henson wrote me and he goes, how's it going? I'm like, it's terrible, man. It's fucking boring. He goes, well, don't worry, it's almost half over. I'm like, that means it's not half over. This is like, you know, 10 days ago, 15 days ago. And then he goes, well, before you know it, it'll be done. And I'm like, I know it now and it's not done. Make that water a double, please.
Al, are you sticking with it?
No, no.
Okay.
Children of the Corn.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why. Because Malachi, I had to actually, I saw it when I was maybe a sophomore in high school, and I had to turn it off. I had made my mom stop it. We had a VHS, and I made her stop. And then we went back, and we were just watching it in parts. But that scared the fucking shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, and there was probably corn in it.
They were like, we're a flour tortilla family, not corn. Children are scary, man.
Yeah.
Any
children
kids,
are scary.
Yeah.
Watch this. Look how scary this is. Imagine, let me go to this one. Imagine I'm a kid, okay? And then like, watch this. And then, okay, Josh, pull this away.
Ha 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 ha. Holy shit, you just scared everybody.
It's like a scary dwarf.
So we're talking about a kid with a giant male head, like a huge
and a huge
cock.
Dark, grumpy, happy, scary.
It's Martin Short and Clifford.
Martin Short and Clifford's the greatest.
By the way, I'm working on this movie right now. We were all sitting around talking about our favorite comedic performances of all time. Like and you, of course, Eddie Murphy and Coming to America and playing all those characters that we were talking about. But I really do think Clifford, Martin Short, is one of the greatest comedic performances of
Sounds
all
like
fucking time.
Sounds like three people agree with you.
Now, go, please find that. It's
a weird-ass movie, and also Charles Grodin gets a lot of the credit.
Amazing.
Because he's so dry against Martin Short's weird-ass child. Yeah,
playing the recorder.
Fucking weird movie.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Please check it out.
All right, well, that concludes the... You guys got through it. Nobody said anything controversial. And I feel good about that. So I'm going to say, turn it off, Bert! Let the games begin! If we get some house lights up, there's lots
this
of great name
work
tags.
For all things comedy.
Lots of great ones. So everybody on the panel, pick who you want
to
play for.
I always go to the front. I'm going to the back.
Go physically grab, go look around and physically grab the name tag you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is the only place you can listen to all 10 seasons of Doug Loves Movies, and it's the only place to stream all episodes of The Benson Interruption. With Stitcher Premium, you also get exclusive access to more than 60 exclusive original podcasts from stars like Jemaine Clement, Issa Rae, and Marc Maron, plus over 120 comedy albums from top comedians like Aziz Ansari, Louis C.K., and Amy Schumer. That's over 1,000 hours of exclusive ad-free audio content for just $4.99 a month. Start listening now with a one-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/Doug. Use the promo code DLM at checkout to get your free month. That's StitcherPremium.com/Doug and use the promo code DLM. Back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back.
Yeah, I thought so.
Holy shit. I'm excited about these name tags. Let's start with Josh. The Josh Shank Redemption.
That's a great movie.
Okay. Yeah.
So the person you're playing for is named Josh.
Yes.
And your name is Josh.
Correct.
And is your face on there?
No.
Okay. But still.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art. Like, he drew the whole thing.
I know. It's crazy. It's on a cool canvas. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
He thought Jacob Siroff or Jeff Tate might be here, but no such luck. Graham, who are you playing for?
Well, I had to go with Steve. He said he supported the Earbuds Kickstarter, so...
Oh! Very sneaky.
So...
You had to choose that.
I had to go with that, because without this, gentleman, I, you know, we wouldn't have a thing.
Clearly put a lot of time and effort into the
sign. He put so much, you know.
I mean, he really went all in for this one.
It's one of the most artistic signs I've ever seen.
I mean, there's two pieces of scotch tape that put the DVD. Yep. So it's like, that's the kind of care that this man put into as he wrote this while watching some TV thing. Mm-hmm.
And probably drinking some scotch.
I think he was drinking scotch.
Ari, you picked a name tag, but then also somebody convinced you to take their box of donuts?
It wasn't hard to convince. I was like, take this box of donuts. And I was like, oh, I don't know how game works, but I'll take this game of donuts.
But so you're playing for the person with all these candies.
Yeah, not just that. Weed attached to it, too.
Weed and candy?
Weed, candy, some sort of edible. This guy went crazy.
No.
That, whoever you are, thank you very much.
It's his name is Wayne Man, and I guess that's Wayne, and that's Doug. You see there, Wayne and Doug.
Yeah,
and
Wayne
there's
Man.
A bunch of candies that mostly are melted from Wayne's, I assume Wayne's hand being like that for so long. And then on the back, it's lovingly.
Okay. Don't say it.
Yep, learning. Yeah, but it's hard for me to remember things.
Out.
I know where I went wrong.
Oh, Doug Benson is doing magic, ladies
and gentlemen.
He's doing
magic. Yeah. Roll up your sleeves.
Oh, that's when you need a true TV shirt.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of illusion.
Oh. I see you do that.
It still feels a little not hot, but maybe just give me a little more juice. And so that's Wayne you're playing for.
Yeah, Wayne.
And who you play for, Al?
Courtney.
And it's no Courtney for old men.
See how that works, guys?
Nice.
Which she should probably just carry that around with her, like when she goes to bars and stuff.
Where's Courtney again?
Where is she?
You picked it.
Oh, all the way in the back. No, but I don't know how you got this fucking sign that close, because clearly you just walked up and did it, huh? All right. That's a great sign.
That's a smart play.
Yeah.
So when do we get to start throwing donuts?
Yeah.
Nowish.
Do I take a donut?
Who wants a Ari Shaffir?
All right, you sir, right there. You have that. Everybody in this area, I'm going to try to hit that man.
I'm a really good. You want it? You gonna catch it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it right in your hand.
Stand up against her.
I'm sorry.
Oh! I'm sorry, guy in a burglar and a hamburglar shirt. I'm sorry.
Very clean.
Yeah. Oh shit. Sorry, nice lady.
Sorry. Oh my God.
Sorry,
I'm
nice
so
lady.
Sorry.
We've never thrown the box into the crowd before.
I disapprove of so much of his behavior. I'm sorry.
So you can put your name tags down on the ground. Don't worry about the shithead on the back. What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. Congratulations.
I feel like an...
Oh, yeah. Chuck that in there, too.
I feel like an honor of the ATC.
Somebody wants a Reese's.
Well, I feel like an honor of the ATC Fest, I should throw a Reese's Pieces of that picture of Bobby Lee on the back wall.
You think you can hit it?
No way.
Lower your heads, this area. Lower your heads.
Look how cutesy he looks. You gotta huck it sideways.
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh my God, they'll never have.
Line it up, Josh. Yeah, he got it. He got it. That's a score.
Wow.
Josh.
Josh.
Wow.
It's what like, a thrill.
Like, it's like Rudy.
Woo! Yeah.
Your lack of accomplishment.
Yeah. Look at the four staff members that have to go recover the Reese's.
Oh, you know people have scooped those up and they're just eating them right now. There's, the only thing worse are... the second best thing to a Reese's is a floor of Reese's. I think E.T. said that. So, this first game we're going to play... Courtney, Wayne... What are the names of the people you're playing for?
Johnny and Wayne.
Okay.
Steve.
All right. I thought we didn't establish that yet, but I guess we did. So let's start with a little game called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture.
Yeah.
And the first one of you to repeat back the full exact title... wins.
Wait, I'm out.
You say it, and then we just say the exact same thing back to you?
Yep.
Wait.
Only one of you can win, though.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you say it?
Yeah, I'm asking the same question, yeah. I don't understand. If there's no trick here. You're going to say it, and then we just repeat it?
Yep.
I can do this one.
If I had to guess, you're not going to win.
It's a safe guess.
All right. And please don't help from the audience.
Do we say our name and then say the title, or do we just scream the title?
Just spit out the entire title correctly. Here we go. Don't.
Too soon.
If it was just called Don't, you just won.
Fuck, okay.
Can I make a guess? Is it Don't Be a Menace to South Central while you're drinking juice in the hood?
That is correct. Show him your dick! Show him your dick!
No!
It is crazy!
No dick!
Always have sunblock on, guys.
Yeah, always.
Always have sunblock.
Really?
It's hot out there.
Even when you're inside, it's important.
There was an audience member that went, fwa, fwa, fwa! Great job, Ari.
Thanks.
Holy shit!
That was impressive.
That was!
In Jewish lore, first Sandy Koufax's no-hitter in the World Series, and now this.
Marlon Wayans, Don't Be a Menace in South Central when you're drinking juice in the hood.
Yeah.
What'd you say, don't? I'm like, hell yeah, man. That was fucking great.
All right.
That was crazy.
It wasn't that crazy.
Yeah. All right, Ari gets to go first in our next game. It's Last Man Stanton.
Is who we all just stand up and then whoever's
stands down the longest wins.
Yeah. It's a very long podcast. No, I'm going to get from a predetermined audience member a name of an actor or actress. Everyone on stage, including myself, takes turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you have one lifeline, Ari. You can go to Wayne once, and Al can go to Courtney once, and Josh and Graham each have a lifeline.
So what do you do?
You get an actor.
We're going to get the name of an actor.
The movies that actor has been in succession.
Oh, okay.
Until we run out.
Okay.
Somebody
and I get a lifeline. Wayne's my lifeline.
Then you can call in Wayne.
Got it.
I think you've got it.
Okay. Start with the Wayans brothers.
Where is from Twitter someone named Strable, Strable? Where are you at?
I got thrown out.
Nope.
Good thing I have a backup. But also now I'm worried for that person who wrote to me on Twitter claiming they had a great name for today. Maybe they're coming to another show. Where is A.Z. Preston?
Right here.
Thank God you made it. Our good friend Strable is dead. Now, A.Z. made a name tag with a bunch of faces on it, and he tweeted it, and I wrote to him and said, sorry, dude, you didn't get any of the guests right. So, of course, that's why he didn't get picked. But at least now, this is your consolation prize. This is your chance to shine in the world of podcasting here at the All Things Comedy Festival. What's your real name, A.Z.?
Is it Preston?
A.Z. Preston's name is Preston.
It's Preston, yeah, it makes.
And he lives in A.Z.
Where do you live, man? Yeah.
What is your suggestion for today?
What's your suggestion, Preston?
Jeff Bridges. That's always a great one. We've played him before, but so many awesome movies. That? Jeff Bridges, he was in. Do you really not know who that is?
Which one's he?
I mean, he's not in this one, but he's in another Coen Brothers movie.
I sort of recognize him.
Who's Jeff Bridges?
Well, you could go to your lifeline right away, which is an interesting strategy. Because then when you hear more names from
the
other...
Oh, he's not in that one?
He's not in No Country for Old Men, but it's not a bad clue.
Which one does he look like? Some Country for Old Men?
I mean, Jeff Bridges. It hardly gets any bigger in the world of film acting than Jeff Bridges, and you can't think of anything.
Was he in Different Strokes?
The TV show?
Yeah, when they made Different Strokes into a movie, he was the lead actor.
Todd Bridges.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That's it.
Todd Bridges.
So that's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because at least it's Todd Bridges of the great Bridges acting clan. Oh, clan, that's not a good word.
What's he look like?
Anyway. All right, you get to go first, but so do you want to go to your lifeline for
help? I don't know what that thing I got looks like.
All right, so we'll go to Wayne Man.
Wayne, who's Todd Bridges?
Wayne Man. You don't have to describe Jeff Bridges, but just name one movie that he was in. Where's Wayne Man at? There you go. He's saying Tron. And Ari's going to go with that. Tron is correct.
Yeah, Tron.
Yes, he's in Tron. Graham?
Let's go with... so many to choose from. Iron Man.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Is he an Iron Man?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the bad guy in Iron Man. He's bald in it. Josh?
Big Lebowski. Not Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski. Yeah, Big Lebowski.
That's Jeff Bridges?
Full title?
The Very Big Lebowski.
He's got it.
Less words.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. When you said the whole full title, I'm like, I think I just said it. So, yeah, Big Lebowski.
Ready?
All right. I'm going to go with Tron Legacy.
Oh.
No. Mm. Crazy Heart.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of that
one. Won the Oscar for that one. All right, we're back to you, Ari. Now, it seems like some good clues as to who that is.
Yeah, I can picture his face now.
What else have you seen him in?
The movie that I last saw him in was Raising Arizona.
Okay, so Ari's out.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Yeah. I like how you said it with so much confidence, though.
Well, also playing to the Arizona crowd. Graham?
Hell or High Water.
Yes. Great movie.
Now, I know it's the fabulous something. And I think it's
all the movies he's made. You're focusing on the one you can't get right.
That's the only one I can remember.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
No, it's either Boys or Brothers. Fabulous Baker Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Nice.
Woo! That's good one. I don't think I've ever gotten two right in this game before.
Is Twister,
they
were gonna. Twister?
They thought about calling it the Baker Brothers, but they wanted to play to the gay crowd.
Oh, God, I got it.
Boys. All right. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Ari. It's my turn. And for Jeff Bridges, I'm going to say The Last Picture Show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll go deep. I'll name a movie that was in black and white after when they didn't have to make movies in black and white anymore.
Bill, didn't you do a special on black and white?
Yeah, I fucking, sorry. Sorry for a second. I was fucking going over my head. I had a like fucking IMDb rolling through my fucking head. I did. Thanks, Ari. Thanks for bringing that up and bringing me fucking out of my fucking Jeff Bridges thing. I was trying to remember all those fucking movies.
Fucking Ari.
Fucking Ari.
What do you got, Al?
See, now I'm on the... Fuck, I'm doubting myself.
You can go to Courtney.
I'll go to Courtney right now.
What do you got, Courtney? True Grit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Thanks,
God damn it.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so it's my turn. I'm going to say...
No. Hey, it's Graham's turn.
No. Graham.
All right, sorry.
Iron Man 2.
What do you think he does in Iron Man 2? I'm pretty sure he gets killed in Iron Man 1.
Yeah. Even I know that.
At the very beginning,
you fucking dummy.
Do you want to?
At the very beginning, when they go, previously on Iron Man.
No.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Right? There is a flashback in the credits.
I don't think they do that.
In the opening credits, they flashback.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah.
Wait! No!
He's out!
Who's this fucking guy? Used his lifeline? You already used your lifeline?
No,
once?
I don't know what this mope's talking about.
Josh. You can do an incorrect guess and then go to your lifeline? Is that how it works?
Well, I like to try to help people out that are going to lose anyway. But let's go to... Did you ever go to your lifeline?
No, I never went to my lifeline.
Oh, okay. What does his lifeline got?
Starman.
Starman.
Starman. There we go.
So that's let me just see right. If I got this right. I can guess wrong and then go to my lifeline, right?
It seems that way.
Well, I feel like you might be wrong, I like to give your lifeline a chance. Like, it's sad when someone just loses without ever using their lifeline.
Yeah. I'm going to go straight to my lifeline.
Yeah.
Josh.
The Giver.
Huh?
The Giver.
That sounds dirty as fuck.
Yeah, it does.
Is that a real movie, The Giver? That's the worst title of all time. Yeah, The Giver.
The Giver, starring Ari Shaffir. Yeah.
I guess The Giver. It's better than being The Getter.
All right.
I'll be, The Giver.
All right, so it's my turn now.
Fuck.
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Jesus. I'm not fucking around. I'm here to win.
Yeah, but you're also here to take fucking AZ Preston's suggestion well in advance and fucking brush up. I don't think it's fair.
Wait, where's the brush up part? AZ, did you tell me who you were going to say? He did
fucking
not.
AZ, fucking clearly, give any information before this fucking Doug Rigg has the whole thing.
Listen,
fucking rigged.
If I brushed up, it wouldn't help me.
All right. This is where I'm recording. I'm sorry I let you down.
I know what I know.
He's only got long-term memory.
Are you out? You done?
No, I'm going to say something, but it might
okay.
not be.
Okay.
No, you can't do that. Was he in Tombstone?
It wasn't in it.
Tombstone, yeah.
Tombstone. No. He's not in Tombstone.
Sorry, Courtney.
Ari, you're out, right?
No, that's a sequel to Tombstone. Tombstone. Where?
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
He was in
Tombstone. Still stone. So it's just Graham and Josh at this point? Graham?
Wait. If he gets this wrong, I win?
No. I think so.
Holy fuck.
Just this game. There's still another game.
I can think of a bunch of his movies, but I can't quite dial in the title. So I'm going to go with the Confirmation.
The Confirmation sounds like it could be a movie.
Why is this guy so against the Confirmation?
Josh never wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Josh never wins.
Is that a movie?
The Confirmation sounds like it could be an actual movie.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's the one where he's the president, he's trying to confirm the vice president, and it's that girl. And
that's not what it's called. Shush.
But the original working title was The Confirmation.
Oh, the original script. Yeah, right. The original script. Graham read the original first draft of the script.
I bought it on eBay, and I have it framed and autographed. So.
Josh, do you have another one?
Do I need another one?
Yeah.
You still have your lifeline, right?
No, I don't have a... Huh. Okay.
No, you still had the last correct answer, so you'd still be the winner.
Yeah, I definitely don't have another one.
All right. He's in, it's in theaters now, the Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. I saw that piece of shit.
What else did we miss?
R.I.P.D.
What was that one?
R.I.P.D. with Ryan Reynolds.
Against all odds.
Right. Against all odds, yes.
God.
Man, you guys really like movies.
Well, there's lots of them.
Wait,
there's
what's the one where he was the president?
The Confirmation.
What?
Somebody's still yelling out Starman.
That's right.
Fisher King.
Oh, fuck, that's a good movie. K-Pax. That's what I was trying to think. That stupid movie with Kevin Spacey plays an alien that eats bananas whole. Fuck. God, is that dumb. I know so many obscure things about a movie except the stupid title.
Yeah, that's the most obscure thing of all. All right, so Josh Wolf won that one game.
Josh Wolf.
I've never won that game before. 75. Yeah. Feeling pretty good.
I like the chant,
Josh,
man.
Josh,
I like it. Yeah.
Josh,
thank you.
Josh,
thank you.
Josh,
thank you. Thank you.
Josh.
You
going straight back to the movie?
But we have one more game to go.
What do we got?
Yeah. Yeah, Josh. Don't get cocky. Because we're going to play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game.
Ronnie!
Start with Josh, then we'll go to Graham, Ari, and then Al. And we'll rotate each round so everybody gets a chance to go first.
What is this game?
I'm going to name an actor.
Yeah.
And then you each get to name a movie you think is in their top three all-time box office draws according to Box Office Mojo, adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
It's some tricky shit.
All not accurate, by the way. None of Box Office Mojo's information is accurate at all. So one of my good friends is the head of finance for a major studio. None of it's correct. Just zero. Don't even think about looking at that as an actual resource. Because it's all fucking lies put together by the fucking movie industry. They fucking studios try to inflate the fucking price, or they try to like blow it up to make it think it's like it's a popular movie. And then you fucking go.
That's like if somebody said, don't trust these Jeopardy answers. They came from the dictionary.
Let me tell you something about Webster. Webster was a guy who fucking...
All right. So, yeah, like I said, it's according to Box Office Mojo. It's according to lies.com. And we'll start with you, Josh. Give me a movie you think is in the top three of all the films that Thandi Newton is in.
I don't even know who that is.
Makes it easy for me to move on to Graham Elwood.
Yep. So I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Not a terrible guess.
Thandi? Is she from
Thandi,
Spain?
Thandi Newton. Thandi Newton.
That's a woman?
It's a lady.
Is that a woman?
I'll give you this because it's a TV show, not a movie. She's in Westworld. She's one of the robots in Westworld.
I'm still going to say Jurassic Park.
She's a she's a prostitute robot.
The black chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Graham?
Well, then let me take you back, Jurassic Park, because there was no black people in that.
Yeah, Sam Jackson isn't black. Also, Newman isn't black.
So I'll stick with Jurassic
Park. It's true. Graham?
Riddick. Isn't she in that Riddick movie?
Chronicles of Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay. Ari?
I can't take it. Al's just gave me one. I can't take that because that's definitely number one.
Al just leaned over and told you one?
Well, he was trying to remind me who she was.
And that's how you remind her? Saying a title of one of the movies she's in?
We're
that
good
these
friends.
Liars
We're
box friends. Office mojo?
We're friendly.
I was trying to like picture who she was, but that's going to be the winner, so I'm not going to take that. I have honor.
They're laughing at the fact that you have honor.
Yeah, they're laughing at the fact that I have honor.
These fucking guys.
With the fucking Welsh corner over there.
Let me tell you about these fucking two douchebags in the fucking front. I'm talking to fucking...
Fucking douchebags, fucking douchebags.
He's going to hate.
So you got nothing?
No, I do have one.
What
is
it?
It's Hold on, I'm trying to remember it. But I have one in mind. Hold on, let me think for a second. Like 20 seconds.
It's a lot of time.
I cannot remember the name of the movie I'm thinking of. What's the one where the girl was a columnist and it was a TV show? They made it into a movie. She was it was the four girls and they talked too fast. What?
What?
Sex in the City. Yeah, Sex in the
okay,
City.
Okay, Sex in the City, the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I doubt she was in it, but who knows?
Al, what do you got? Clifford. This is yours to win, lose, or win.
Well, I know I can go absolutely for the win. Well,
which one did you try to give him?
Avatar.
She's not an avatar.
That's why I didn't. That's
you
why I gave it to him.
Racist piece of shit.
Wow. That's why I gave it to
I
him.
I think you're thinking of Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
That's not mine. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter.
You gave me a fake one?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Wow. Al Madrigal,
so much for your fucking
Mission
honor,
impossible.
Huh? Holy shit.
Mission Impossible.
All right, so what do you say?
Mission Impossible.
All right, so coming in at number three, The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. Coming in at number two, Interview with the Vampire with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. And number one, Mission Impossible 2.
Oh!
2.
Yeah!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, shit.
Where the fuck is Chronicles of Riddick?
Yeah.
Where's Chronicles of Riddick in that fucking list? That's what I want to know.
Oh, it turns out it's not in that list.
Oh.
I don't even know if she's in that.
Yeah, she's like the high priestess or some shit in that movie. I don't know. All right, well, here we go. Round two, starting with Graham Elwood. The films of Brad Pitt.
I've heard of one of those.
Huh.
What do you got, Graham? He's been in a lot of movies. You know the titles. Just say one, and it's not The Mexican.
I'm personally excited just to place in this one.
I would say Ocean's 11.
Okay. Ari?
I was going to say World War Z, but I'm going to change it to Ocean's 12. Had to make my mind.
Yeah, that's a good move. It's a really good move. Really good.
Thank
that's
you.
What I was going to say,
you.
Yeah. Without a doubt, that's
Thank
a great
you.
Move. Yeah,
Thank
it's a great
you.
Move.
Al?
Yeah.
I'm going to say World War Z because it did surprisingly well at the box office.
Yeah, it did all right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say
Josh?
Ocean's 13.
Okay. All right, this is complicated. I hope I can work this out. Coming in at number three, and good job noticing what I'm up to, Interview with a Vampire. Number two, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh.
Oh.
Jennifer
and
Aniston.
And number one, Ocean's 11.
Oh! Because I'm a cowboy.
Sometimes you're on the road, all you do is think, because I'm a cowboy.
on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is still very good.
I hope you don't get any more points. All right, Ari, you get to start this round off.
Sweet.
The films of Kristen Dunst.
Kristen Dunst?
Kristen Dunst.
Isn't it Kristen?
What do you got?
552.
A lot of people in the audience have opinions.
Kristen Dunst.
It's just between us up on stage.
Kristen Dunst. Was she the one in the election? Or that's a different one, right?
That's Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Or
Kristen
Matthew Broderick.
Dunst.
Oh, I know. I have a guess.
Okay.
Interview with a Vampire.
Nice. Nice.
Good one.
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you. No idea who that bitch is.
Al Madrigal.
I'm going to say Bring It On.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to say Spider-Man, motherfucker.
Oh, I know who she is now. I know who she is now.
Grim.
Spider-Man 2.
All right, coming in at number 3, Spider-Man 3.
Yo, the confidence level was so different walking out than walking back.
Number 2, Spider-Man 2.
Oh, no.
So Graham's up to 5 points. And number 1, Spider-Man.
Josh, 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 Josh.
Interview with a Vampire is her number 4.
Oh, all right, I'll take that. I'm just happy she was in it.
Just happy.
Unless there's a tie, this is our final round and it determines today's winner. Al?
I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
Yeah, we can't win.
No, you can still participate. You may not win, but, you know. You could tie for second. Oh, shit. Some candy just flew out into the crowd. The films of Antonio Banderas.
Banderas. Spy Kids. I'm going to have to go with the fucking Spy Kids.
Bill Burr likes Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
Josh?
I'm going to go with Interview with a Vampire.
Graham?
Spy Kids 2.
Full title.
I think it's Spy Kids 2, Interview with a Vampire.
Spy Kids 2, still kidding.
Yeah.
Spy Kids 2, Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Spy Kids 2, underage but fucking shit up. She just going with that, Spy Kids 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Ari?
Listen, you guys, this is a lot of fun. It's great to have some fun and games, but it's time to get serious once in a while. Some real issues out there that we're not tackling. No. The movie Philadelphia. Yeah, it's serious, you guys. People are dying from AIDS. Enjoy your drinks, improv.
We're at Stand Up Live.
Yep, give him a candy bar.
Yeah,
that gets a candy bar.
Yeah.
That should be your thing when you do stand up. If a joke doesn't work, just throw candy.
Throw candy out there, yeah.
I love it. Al?
You went first.
Oh, you went first. All right, great job, you guys. Coming in at number three, Shrek Forever After.
Oh, Shrek.
Number two, Shrek the Third. Number one, Shrek 2.
Fuck.
Number four, Interview with a Vampire. That means Graham Elwood is our winner! Cause I'm a cowboy on a seahorse I ride. I want it. Dead or alive, and I walk these streets.
Okay, I won't do the whole song. All right, that's cool.
I don't know if that's a great thing to bring to the show or a terrible thing. We'll see what the internet says.
But oh, well, Reddit can suck my fucking dick. I'll tell you that right now. Show your face, Reddit. I'm showing mine, motherfucker. Take control. Yeah, I said it. Mark the fucking time code, bitch. GrahamElwood.com.
Let's do some plugs. Josh Wolf.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates. I'll be in, what the fuck is that called? Mystic Lake Casino next week. And then second week of November, I'll be in Atlanta at the Punchline. And the third week in November, I will be at the Kansas City Improv. And I have a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. called Prince and the Wolf. And check it
out. That is
nice.
Let it ride.
Graham Elwood.
Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, is available on iTunes and Amazon and all that. You can listen to my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, which is on the All Things Comedy Network. And then all my tour dates and everything social media is at GrahamElwood.com.
What, where's the person you were playing for?
Oh, Steve.
Where you at, Steve? Come get your prizes.
Come get your shit,
yeah,
Steve.
Steve got some shit.
There's your sign, dude. There's your sign. Thanks, brother. And thanks for supporting the Kickstarter.
Ari Shaffir, sober till October 31st at midnight.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah. But also, what else is going on?
I have a special on Netflix right now called Double Negative. Yeah, you can watch that with your stolen Netflix password. And, yeah, I'm going on tour starting again in January, Atlanta, and a bunch of other places, Boston, and I don't know, you know, places not here.
If you're not here, go see Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
And Al Madrigal?
I have a special you can find, and it's called Shrimpin' It Easy that can be found on Showtime stuff, and then... I also have I'm Dying Up Here. I'm not sure if anyone's watching that.
Season two!
Season two, yeah. We got that.
Congratulations then, on that, dude.
I'm in a movie that's, well, it's called Night School with Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, Rob Riggle, Taron Killam.
Is anybody good in it?
Is that a low budget?
When's that come out?
That comes out. We're actually still, we're filming that right now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, September, I think.
So this is your way of telling me you're not going to be back on my show soon.
Never again.
Yeah. I get it. This No Courtney for Old Men doesn't have a shithead on the back. Where's Courtney at?
Courtney.
Oh, it opens up in the middle, dude.
What's your shithead, Courtney?
Wow. Yeah. Dare she.
Alright. Do I have anything I want to plug? I guess not. I didn't write anything down. You guys know where to go to find all my dates. Thanks to all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Graham Elwood, Ari Shaffir, and Al Madrigal. Thank you to Stand Up Live. Thank you to All Things Comedy.
All Things
Thank
Comedy.
Thank you to everyone that's here today.
Thank you for supporting All Things Comedy. Appreciate it.
And as always, Bill Burr is a shithead. What's that about calling me a shithead? Fuck you, you're the shithead. Jerry Jones is
your,
a shithead.
Your impression of Bill Burr is to grunge music what Seven Mary Three was. To Nirvana.
What's happening? What were they talking to you about, Graham?
They're asking me where I got my shirt, and it's from Steel Saunders, has a podcast called Steel Wars, so we made this Yub Nub Bones Brigade shirt. It's fucking rad. I always support podcast bitches, so should you.
I support people who don't call a bunch of random strangers bitches, but...
Is this still on? Oh, there's a patio... Sorry. There's a patio we set up outside that has free beer, ping pong... it's true. I just said there's free beer.
And they're going to show Caddyshack out there. At
they're showing Caddyshack.
Yeah, everyone's going to get laid.
So there's... And there's there's cornhole. It's all set up for you guys, so that's cool. For you guys to go.
Everyone's gonna get cornhole.
Yep, you're all gonna get cornhole.
All right, thanks, Al. And for the sound booth, here's the final shithead. The guy who introduced Trump's parents to each other is a shithead.